All right, welcome back to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. I'm speaking with Commissioner Bill Fenoy, who has been serving since 2012. And Commissioner Fenoy, remind everyone, just before you give us another point of clarification, which district you serve in, and then talk with us about the proposal to rename John C. Calhoun Expressway the Trump Calhoun Expressway.
Previous commission meeting, when I first introduced the idea, I didn't get any support from any of my colleagues. And the request to name it Trump Calhoun was to keep the name change on the front burner, but to also let my colleagues and the residents of Richmond County know that Calhoun and Trump are so much alike. Calhoun used this position as vice president to advocate slavery and say that slavery is the best thing that ever happened to black folks. I believe that Trump used this position as president to advocate racism and to talk about people of color and what type of people of color are. And so I say, well, if they don't see anything wrong with it being named after Calhoun, they shouldn't see anything wrong with it being named after Trump. But it was just a gesture on my part to keep the conversation going.
And a very serious and yet a very funny way to keep it going, too.
Yeah.
When I first read that, I got to tell you, I just started laughing because I understood exactly where you were coming from. And that's what made it so funny to me. I knew you didn't mean, hey, let's rename it. But it's a sad testament to some of American leadership that we would have some of our leaders who take this position, that it's important to them to make life as miserable as possible for citizens of color of their own nation.
And to take it a step further, I'm looking at tomorrow's the election mm-hmm. day, and I'm looking at a couple of candidates that are trying to be governor of Georgia, and they have that same type, what I believe, Trump mentality. One got a shotgun and talking about loading people up in his pickup truck and taking them back to Mexico or wherever mm-hmm. they come. I mean, I don't want to believe that that Georgia has actually come to that. We have made so many giant strides in the city of Augusta and the state of Georgia, and I just see advertisement like this is taking us backwards. Mm-hmm. As opposed to taking us forward. And we don't need to go backwards.
We don't need to go backwards. And especially it's tragic when you have so many people who applaud that kind of promotion.
Right. Georgia is one of the states where the economy is growing fast, that the population is growing fast, that people are relocating to Georgia. Businesses are relocating to Georgia, and I don't think that Georgia needs that type of image.
So we're going to wrap up with the discussion about voting in general and why it's so important for us to be out there voting. Just before we wrap up with that wrap-up conversation, share with us one more item that people can expect to see, and that has to do with the possible relocation and the options with the pros and cons of each of that James Brown Arena.
The arena is currently located in my district, and I want to do everything that I can to promote my district and see my district grow, but I want to do everything I can to see Augusta grow and promote Augusta. I believe that if you put the arena at the mall, you'll have access from Peach Orchard Road, Deansbridge Road, Gordon Highway. You don't have to worry about trains in and out. Won't be a problem. I think that if you build an arena downtown, you're going to have to tear the other one down. And once that's torn down, it's going to take 2-3 years to build another one, which means that you may go 3-4 years before having any major entertainment here in Augusta. I support the Regency Mall site. And I think that we should come up, do everything we can to strike a deal with the owners of the mall that's going to be beneficial to them and beneficial to the city.
I agree, because that's been a major sticking point. The owners haven't come up with something that's truly reasonable and fair. But for the other side, even though it's not the side you support, what would be the disadvantages of putting the arena at the mall site?
Me personally, I don't see any disadvantages. You know, some of the people that live downtown, they talk about the convenience, mm-hmm. but you have people from Hepzibah, people from Waynesboro, people from Aiken, Thompson to come mm-hmm. downtown. I just think that would be an excellent site. The only advantage downtown I see was that we own the land.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that we ought to try to strike a deal with the owners. If we can't come up with something that's fair, then we could always eminent domain that property and let the court decide what the property is actually worth.
All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, be thinking about that. Give it some thought, and you have till tomorrow. Commissioner Bill Fenoy, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks for the invite, and please go out and vote. Too many people have made too many sacrifices in order for us to vote. It's just a right that we can't take for granted.
Absolutely. And remember, they're looking at the numbers. The elected officials are looking at the numbers. How many people are getting out to voice their positions? Till next time.